Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
You are inside the Friday Night Cypher. It's the jam session. It's that dude, TM Hyman. Hey, welcome to the show, TM Hyman Radio Live, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We up in here. On the other side, we got the crew coming. Madam CeeLo Boston, maybe. Hot chocolate for show. That dude, Say James, bouncing around somewhere up north in the DMV. But we glad you stopping past. It's the jam session.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Hot Chocolate, and I am a part of the best team in internet radio. We are Real Talk, Real People, Real Times, TM Hyman Radio.
Yo, 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 what's the deal? It's yours truly, Mr. Incognito. You know me from the afternoon jump off on Power 98, but right now, I am checking out. Welcome to the Game Street album with Jay Styles and Mr. Woods. Turn it up.
Got a million questions running through my head.
Damn.
I'm confused now. It's like I'm all strung out for answers, trying to understand that. She's in it the next day. She plays the stay away game. And every time I call back, she ends up right back where we started from. Back to chapter one. Deep inside, we both know this feeling's mutual. So someone tell me why she's acting so unusual. Keep on wearing about what people say. She's been in the making a big mistake. You're about to lose this heart of mine. It's like I've been chasing a dream. Something I can never have. So close, I can almost grab it. I see it, but I can't seem to catch it. Just when I think I'm in reach, it's up to me. Chasing sin.
Shot the honor of one woman.
Chasing sin.
Blackstreet,
you take the clothes off my back and I let you. You'd steal the food right out my mouth and I'd watch you eat it. I still don't know why I love you so much. Oh. Put me to shame. Have my laundry in the street, dirty or clean. Give it up for fame. But I still don't know why I love it so much. Yeah. And baby, it's amazing I'm in this place with you. I just can't crack your code. So cold. One day you're here, one day you're there, one day you care. You're so unfair. Sipping from your cup till it runneth over. Holy grail.
Blue told me remind you niggas. Fuck that shit y'all talking about. I'm the nigga. Caught up in all these lights and cameras. But look what that shit did to Hammer. God damn it, I like it. Bright lights enticing. Look what it did to Tyson. All that money in one night. 30 mil for one fight. As soon as all that money blows, all opinions take flight. Fuck the fame, working on me. What I do, I took her back. Fool me twice, that's my bad. I can't even blame her for that. Enough to make me want to murder. Mama, please just get my bail. I know nobody to blame. Kurt Cobain, I did it to myself. Photo shoots with paparazzi, can't even take my daughter for a walk. See him by the corner store, I feel like I'm calling it off. Enough is enough, I'm calling it off. Who the fuck I'm kidding though? I'm getting high, sitting low, flying by in that big body, curtains all in my window. This fame hurt, but this chain works. I think back, you had the same person, if this is all you had to deal with, nigga, deal with this shit. This ain't work, this light work. Camera snapping, my eyes hurt. Niggas dying back where I was birthed. Fuck your iris and the IRS. Get the hell up your high horse. You got the shit the nigga die for. Try yours. Why you mad? Take the kid with the bad or throw the baby out with that bad for it. You still alive. Still that nigga, nigga. You survive. Still getting bigger, nigga. Living the life. Vanilla wafers in the villa. Illest nigga alive. Michael Jackson Thriller.
And baby, it's amazing I'm in this place with you.
California, 908 here in Tampa, Florida. Your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. Hey, welcome to the T.M. Hyman Radio. We're going to call it the Radio Network, all the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. Give it up. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show, mama.
I'm feeling that networkism right there. I like that. Yeah, I think I vote bang the gavel. Bang the gavel. Vote for that.
Listen, spoke to a highly respected, notable today, called me a business and said at the end of the day, what we doing over here is network quality. So they encouraged me. And so we moving forward.
Change it up.
No.
I like the switch. Big things.
That's what it is. They want to help us to make some major things happen. So I'm open. I'm open. 917-889-3926. Let us know what your week consisted of. Hey, the government is back up. It looks like those Social Security checks and those SNAP checks and the EPTs going to be okay.
SNAP checks. I laughed at the name, but it's real. That is a real thing because those people need their benefits. So it took down to the wire, but shout out for our dysfunctional behind government for getting off their duffs and doing what they were supposed to do 16 days ago.
Listen, there was people that really didn't understand what was taking place in America because they don't follow the news, they don't read the newspaper. When they hear names like Boehner, you know, all they know is he ain't in my hood. So, you know, they really couldn't relate to what was cracking. But if those EPT cards did not work at the top of the month,
ooh, it was going to be a
problem.
They
were going to understand what was happening. They were going to understand what was happening in America.
They thought it was real before that. It was definitely going to get real if them EBTs didn't swipe. Well, good gracious.
You talking about a march on Washington.
I would really, it kind of scares me. No, really, it really scares me to think of the type of anarchy that was going to take place in our United States of America if them EBT cards was not swiping all over the United States. Oh, Lord have mercy, it was going to be a problem.
Yo, it's all good. We are good for another 90 days, America, just another 90 days. They've only pushed it out until February, and perhaps we're right back in the same situation. Hey, this is all I have to say. It's time for the next generation of business leaders and politicians and teachers and engineers and just leaders of America. It's time for that next generation to step up and get in position. Clearly, the people in D.C., it's time for them to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got to be accountable for ourselves and for our future.
We need you to step up out there in America. You know, those with those law degrees, you know, and those criminal justice degrees and all those psychology degrees, public relations, you know, listen, put that stuff to work. Run for office in the community. We need some common sense people who are for the people in Washington, D.C., not people who are about their own idiotic causes. And I mean, this was stupid what they just did that all of us ultimately have to pay for and make up for. Nothing came out of what took place in D.C. over the last 16 days outside of what Coop told us on Wednesday night, which was very true. I researched it on my – the only people that came out on top of this whole shutdown were the people out in Kentucky who got $3 billion to help to build some freaking dam or to do something to a dam out in Kentucky. And so big up to the representative of the state of Kentucky who held us all hostage – and slipped his own little piece of the pie in so that most people could get the checks that the government is accountable for dispersing in just a few days, in about 10 days.
Sounds like he's padding an upcoming election for himself. That's what it sounds like to me at all of our expense.
Unbelievable. Folks, listen, we've got to start getting ready for decision 2016, like right now. Because you don't want people running this country who would shut the country down just to prove a point. You don't want those kind of people running your country. All I'll say is I don't want those kind of people running the country. And at the end of the day, what's mind-boggling to me is how such a minority could be so powerful. Because we're talking about the Tea Party now. But we're talking about the Tea Party. And when we come back, we're going to keep – this conversation going, because if you don't know about the Tea Party, if you didn't know, you know now. Because at the end of the day, the Tea Party who's really responsible for shutting this thing down. The Tea Party. Who are they and how did they become so popular?
Look at them bottles popping, baby. You already know it is a celebration. It's the world. My mama taught me how to be a thug and a gentleman. Make sure you be a real gentleman. 458. looking like some Timberlands. Roll it up and pass it back and forth like the Wimbledon. Yeah, say my name, say my name, say my name. Guaranteed to have you hooked like beer or white cocaine. Don't really thought there ain't no letting kill our situation. So much smoke in this, we gon' need some ventilation. We can drink, we can smoke, we can smoke. Smoke, don't let them try to sink our boat. We can sip, baby, I'm blow strong half of the night. Okay, night and she making it special, know what you like, huh?
Chef, Mac, what up? What's going on? man, come on. Hey, yo, money like Floyd and swagger like Puff, that's what's up. You fuck with them big girls, yup. Had ghost face, all I got is you on. I knew I had to move on, this light red bone bitch, it grew on me. I know you rich, few kids live in the cliffs. All I see is fly gear and hourly splits. That's what it is, clean brim, Louis was thin. Glasses on, she masked the niggas, Mrs. Slim. At the crib, I'm at her rest cooking. Then came the negligee, Ray stopped looking. Left from the stove, yo, came over, Slim, I was rocked. She threw it in her mouth, good looking out. Chill for a sec, my real boo, yo, smooth as a text. That's why I buy more shit, I'm feeling a sense. This my nigga, long time gangster. If this was Lambo, but love, I got the real Lone Ranger.
You don't have to lie to me. You can cry to me. You're the only one I see inside of me. Give me a heart. This is my promise.
Right there, TM Hyman Radio Live, excuse me, the TM Hyman Radio Network. I forgot we're trying to step that movement up and speak that into existence. I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the General TM Hyman. It is 10:23 p.m. in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and it is 9:23 here in the Tampa Bay area. That was our boy, Mac Wiles, and You Can Cry to Me off of his smash debut, New York, A Love Story. And before we went to the break, we were talking a little bit about the Tea Party. Now, for our TM Hyman Radio listeners who aren't familiar with what that movement is or stands for, as really, honestly, I wasn't until, I'm going to say, six, 7 months ago. I really wasn't paying attention to them. They weren't on my political radar. But I did do a little bit of research and made myself more familiar with them, so let me help you do that as well. The Tea Party movement is an American political movement that advocates strict adherence to the United States Constitution, reducing United States government spending and taxes, and reduction of the U.S. national debt and federal budget deficit. Now, all of those things, you know, sound good and in our best interest, but it's really the way that that particular political party and a lot of those members try and use their influence to go about doing those things that kind of rubs me the wrong way. I don't know about y'all, but I really don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
The movement has been called partly conservative, partly libertarian, and partly populist. And the movement, they sponsored Tea Party, Tea Party protests and political, supported specific political candidates since 2009. The name is basically derived from the Boston Tea Party of 1773, an iconic event in American history where anti-tax protesters in the United States have often been referred to as the original Boston Tea Party for inspiration. So just to give you a little bit of insight on where they got their name and their supposed, we'll say, reasoning or thought process from for their political views and influences, we'll say. It sounds like a lot of bullying by...
Bullying, right. Bullying is right. That's the right word.
Yes, bullying by people who have more financial influence
yes.
in the political world than just political influence to me.
Absolutely, and that's the piece right there that makes it unfair. And so the bottom line is, you know, I think maybe this had to happen. Maybe this had to happen in order for it all to come to a head. And so we're praying for President Obama because can you imagine the pressure you know, that's been on his shoulders the last, you know, 16 days. You know, he's the leader of the free world, and clearly he has to be the most embarrassed leader ever to sit in this capacity of the free world. And so, you know, it was a plot. It was a plot even before he became president, definitely before he was reelected, you know, which
sent
the extremists. Which really sent the extremists over the top. But folks,
yeah.
We're taking the time to have this conversation because we want you knowledgeable of what is taking place right before your eyes. Don't allow a situation to impact you before you really know that it was coming to impact you. Come on. Come
Be
on.
Ready.
Get out of here.
Be ready.
The Tea
you
Party
have to know what you're doing.
The Tea Party, again, you know, influential financially. That's how they can, you know, go, who has the time to go, you know, and just spend time in D.C.? You know, I mean, unless you're really getting paid and you're making money to do that. But the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, pretty much told the Tea Party, go shut yourself down. And so I agree with the Speaker of the House, and this is the first time I will probably ever say that I agree with the Republican lead, the Speaker of the House, Mr. John Boehner. I agree with you, sir, when you tell the Tea Party to go shut yourself down. They shut the entire American government down. That's power.
For nothing. And, I mean, They did. I won't say for nothing because, yes, Kentucky did get something out of it, and I'm, you know, thankful.
No,
And a very costly point at that. But, you know, at least there was some good that did come out of it in the way of jobs and a push for the economy there. But it's not nationwide. So, once again, we all lose. We all lose with furloughed associates for 16 days who had to figure out how to feed their families, how to pay their bills, and how to keep their lives going while people bickered over.
Well, but the good thing is they're getting paid for those furloughs.
And that's true. That is true. And let's make sure those checks go out on time, people. And that they're correct. because you know he made mistakes in Washington.
On purpose. Clearly on purpose.
Yes.
If never before America, because the world is watching, and so what's crazy is, you know, people are watching our house, and a lot of times we're not even home. You know, isn't that crazy?
We're being made a mockery of.
And pay attention to what's going on at home, folks, because, I mean, it's a joke. We've been going on with our lives. You know, many of us, we didn't even know that the government was back up and running. It's because we kept on going with our lives, and it really doesn't impact you. But if the government shuts down, like, for any period of time, do you all realize that the food in our stores, the food is going to go up? Everybody's not going to be able to afford food. You know, I mean, what happens when the government shuts down and then it impacts our power and our water? You know, we should never allow us to be in the situation that we're in right now. Prior to George W. Bush, never have Junior, the retard, never have we ever been in a worse condition. And unfortunately, under the administration of President Barack Obama, we've never been in this state economically ever in America. We got to wake up, and this is the deal. People have gotten old. Those old senators, let's send them packing. Listen, it's time for new leadership to step up in America because the common sense no longer makes sense in America. Let's bring the common sense back. We'll be right back. Let's keep it mellowed out. This is Melanie Fiona Ross.
Where are you when I needed a friend? Thought I could be strong. Never knew I'd be so wrong. A heartbreaker. Suddenly y'all changed. The moment you left me, the ones of my life.
Oh,
Tony Fiona, Wrong Side of the Long, Wrong Side of the Love Song. You're in tune to Tiamama Radio Live. The network is on the way. It's the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, if you're interested in having your advertisement done here of your business, product, or service, you can hit us up right here. Drop us a line, TM Hyman Radio. Hit us up, TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. That is if you'd like to advertise your business, product, or service right here. Real talk, real people, real times. It's a 9:35.
You see this
blessings, I see elephants house on the board of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast, Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dirt this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well fuck it, fuck it. Because this water drowned my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun blaze on the waves of the ocean.
Dope boy still smelling like cocaina. White boat, white road, can he be more cleaner? The oil spill, that BP ain't clean up. I'm anti, Santa Maria. Only Christopher we acknowledge his wallet. I don't even like washing pins in my pocket. Black card go hard when I'm shopping. Boat docks in front of a man picking cotton. Silk and fleeces, lay on my Jesus. Oh my God, I hope y'all don't get seasick. See me in shit you never saw. If it wasn't for these pictures, they wouldn't see me at all. Whole world's in awe. I crash through glass ceilings, I break through closed doors. I'm on the ocean, I'm in heaven. Yachting, Ocean 11.
Elephant house on the board of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dirt this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well fuck it, fuck it. Because this water drowned my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun blaze on the waves of the ocean.
Me and Tata's like Pablo and Papa. Winding dirt roads on moped, spilling open. Welcome to the Magnum Opus, the Magna Carta. The best selling author, the code, yeah. On a holiday playing Strange Fruit. From a maker to a Billy, I can't take the same route. Swoosh, that's the sound of the border. Swoosh, and that's the sound of a baller. Muhammad Hovi, my back against the rope. The black made back, I'm back inside the boat. Shepherd Ferry, they finally gave me some hope. Can't believe they got a nigga to vote. Democrat, nope, I'm so dope. The troubled waters had to learn how to float. On the ocean, I'm in heaven. Yacht, Ocean 11.
Elephant house on the bow of a sailing lady. Docked on the Ivory Coast. Mercedes in a row, winding down the road. I hope my black skin don't dirt this white tuxedo before the bus got sure. And if so, well fuck it, fuck it. Because this water drowned my family. This water makes my blood. This water tells my story. This water knows it all. Go ahead and spill some champagne in the water. Go ahead and watch the sun blaze on the waves of the ocean.
Texas, where the rest of my family is at. Again, 940 here in Tampa Bay, your girl Hot Chocolate, TM Hyman Radio Network. And our show tonight is being brought to you by Explosial. Log on to entertheopendoor.com for a financial for a breakthrough to your financial future. Again, that's entertheopendoor.com. I want to switch gears just a little bit and throw in my dummy move of the week. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to award the dummy move of the week to Orlando, Florida. That is here again in Florida, not too far from where I am in Plant City, where two convicted murderers were actually let out of jail, freed by using bogus paperwork. They actually forged the signature. Now, get this. Somehow in either their computer expertise or the computer expertise of someone that they know, they lifted the signature of a very well-known, established, and respected judge. As a matter of fact, he was the judge in the Casey Anthony trial. Lifted his signature off of some documents and were able to somehow produce release papers where their sentences were dropped from life in prison to early release. They let these guys have been out on the streets, one since September 27th and the other since October the 8th. That is so scary to me that this is something that can actually work. Now, when I'm listening to the news reports, they said that there was another felon who had tried this months ago, but a savvy and very alert detective on his case caught it in time enough for it not to work. But this time, it worked. It worked so well that they've actually been able to go and because felons have to register. They have to be registered. They have to have their fingerprints on file. They actually went and did that and were cleared, like walked out of that place. That it's so mind-boggling to me that someone really let this happen. I'm really afraid to tell you the truth because they're still out here on the run. So there's really no telling where they are in the state of Florida or in the United States.
Looking for them right now. What I do know is, again, they've zoomed back in into the Orlando community. They do know that they are in Orlando. A victim actually received a notification and took the notification down, and I mean, she's like frantic. Yo, these dudes are on the loose. I mean, it's just getting like extra stupid because this is what I kind of zoomed in on. This first of all, they didn't do it. They didn't do it. They weren't in positions to actually do it. They had some help. There were people
they had some good help too
in a higher level within the department that was able to make some things happen. So, I mean, they just did it for them. But, I mean, it's crazy.
And they interviewed the judge, and the judge is like, anyone with a computer that has even basic computer knowledge, if you can Photoshop, you can lift a signature. And that's the scary part because these documents are supposedly – signed, sealed, certified, you know, official court documents, and how do you not see the fraudulentness in what's being presented to you? It's very scary.
It is extremely, extremely scary. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. We're recapping the week in news and entertainment. We're real people. Living in real time, this is definitely real talk.
Yo, what's that dude say, James? When I'm not doing push-ups and shots, I'm giving out free pap smears in the back in between sets on TM Hyman Radio Live. This is the station where you get it all in one stop. Get at us, TM Hyman Radio. We here to stay.
No. Can't play no game with it.
Jose.
No. Can't play no games with these, since they so fake and they phony. Can't play no games with these, since they treat me like I'm Tony. Can't play no games with these. No. Can't play no games with these. Can't play no games with these. Can't play no games with these.
just put Merry Christmas. Taking pictures cause we keep on getting richer. Say a name, you know you go with them killers. Walking through the club, only salute the real, real. Ain't no bottles on your table, but boy, go get your wallet. Hoes on credit, so you can't pay her the mind.
No,
bought a house, he can't afford to run a mile. I bought holy fields, I run the game, not just the style. Shout out to the biggest, barely I be spinning. Counting all this paper, no games with these foot niggas. Double and we popping, shopping, buying new clothes. Heard your shit keep flopping, and your grip got flow clothes.
Illusion.
It ain't a cougar thing. It's really all about talent. Shorty is.
Now, that wasn't me. Get out of here. That wasn't me.
No.
I said
no. It wasn't you.
Okay.
I say James. But, you know, I'll give you that. It wasn't
hey, we got a few minutes left in the show. Hey, I got to talk about the Preachers of Los Angeles.
Oh, must we? I know. They're horrible. They're horrible. They're making our brothers of the cloth really bad.
People are ranting and raving. You know, I'll say this. I will be the first to say this. My pastor reminded us we must not be too fast to judge. Everybody got issues at the end of the day. I mean, we should judge not is what it says. We can't point the finger. Everybody got something that they don't want, you know, somebody to – you know, pretty much drill down on too much. I mean, but didn't we really think that ministers were being driven by fame and fortune way before the Preachers of L.A.?
Yes. Now they're just broadcasting it and, you know, really showing the world. Like, you can have your own opinions about bishops, reverends, evangelists, preachers in your local area that you're familiar with or that you heard of. Now, when it's brought to the forefront and shown to well over several million people several times a week and then edited to look like even more buffoonery, I think that's where it gets a little sticky.
I will quote Bishop T.D. Jakes speaking to his congregation that there shouldn't be anyone in the nation who at least doesn't know of Bishop T.D. Jakes. But just in case you don't know, he's one of the nation's most prominent African-American pastors. He spoke to his Dallas congregation recently referring to Preachers L.A. At the show itself as junk. I want to quote. Now, I know you have been watching that junk on TV, Jake says. I want to tell you right now, not one dime of what you're sowing right now will buy my suit. My car is already paid for. Bishop Jakes went on to say, I want you to know I got my house on my own. I want you to know I'm not blinging and not shaking and baking. You know, and the money I had all this stuff right here that I have is mine. And guess what? I do understand the line that he's trying to draw. And this is what I'll say in defense of those people also on the Preachers of L.A. those folks also have businesses and make money outside of the church and congregations. So, again, we really shouldn't judge and speculate because, again, I mean, a lot of people did not know. I'm familiar with Bishop Noel Jones specifically. He's been connected to a church that I was connected to here in Florida, and I'm not going any further. But I'll say that, again, I knew that Bishop Noel Jones was a sibling to Grace Jones. So if you know anything about Grace Jones, you know that's money. And you know that Noel Jones, if his sister was Grace Jones, it means that he was already accustomed to things and to a lifestyle. So, you know, right. he got involved in the church, and he's powerful. He's powerful in the pulpit. You can't take it away from him. I just think that the perception that is being exploited is not a good look for the kingdom. That's just my personal
Absolutely.
View. But again, I'm judging not, and I encourage others to judge not.
You're right, and it's
but
difficult
it's
not
mess,
to judge
though.
Again the way that it's presented. It's
a mess. Absolutely.
It's a mess.
Absolutely. Yeah. But we always just got to remember, you know, when we went out, you know, that night, and definitely people who got children. You know, when you went out that night, was that planned? Get out of here. You know, ain't nobody
true.
Judging you. You know, so, you know, since ain't nobody judging you, you know, who are you to judge? And see, I don't even have children. I mean, but you can look at any aspect of our life and still be like, you know, oh, well no, I probably shouldn't want to judge nobody.
True. It'd be a lot of holes in them glass walls, boy, if we keep throwing these stones. It really would.
No doubt. I mean, you know, the Bible says you got to pluck your own eye out before you can pluck somebody else's eye out because you got a log in your own eye while you're trying to point at somebody else's log in their eye. Get out of here. Get your own out first. And so, I mean, again, folks, this is the Friday night cipher, and we about to rock out. We got a few minutes left in the show. Hey, but be easy. Thanks for making it happen with us to get your weekend cracking. How we want to get out of here?
I just want to say real quick to all of my HBCU alum, current students, y'all be safe out there. It's homecoming season. It's getting really crazy on our campuses, and for no apparent reason at all. We just have Virginia State University that was locked down yesterday when the festivities were really just getting started over a fight on campus that involved several hundred people. Like, we need to get it together, y'all. We're out here to celebrate and enjoy each other. Let's not ruin it.
No doubt. Hey, thanks for rocking, everybody. We are up out of here back Monday, 9 p.m. Take us home.
We are TM Hyman Radio Live. He is the General. I am Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo, Boston, Save James, Joe Beast, Nokio, Dee Dee, and Toya. We love y'all. See you next week.
Weezy F is a grave. They're sweating me like they've been in the desert for days. They say the best kept secret is kept in the grave. New coupe is a dog, no roof on it. Diamonds sparkle in my mouth, Bluetooth, homie. Yeah, to say the least, Twisted Beat is a beast. And my homies got that work, they're leashing them keys. Hands up in the air, like we don't care. And that truck fish,
all
that's all we
all
wear.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. In the air. And if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up. Let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up.
Hey yo, pass that crown to the real queen. You know the girl get it popping like a pill fiend. I got little bunny rabbits in my backyard. So fuck a funny style fraud trying to act hard. You my son, no daddy, you a bastard. Plus you got mad miles on your verge card. Nah, I can't work with none of them. They talk slick, then wonder why I be sunning them. I said, I'm a mogul, yes, I am global. I don't do burns, but yes, I am noble. Every interview, yes, I am their focal point. But I don't give a boink. Ain't going nowhere like horses in a stable. I'm in the mansion, forcing fucking cable. Now with my bad, we're pretty James.
All
I poke that
all
ass and look at the
all they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two dogs in the air. And if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up. Let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up.
Yeah,
got it like a Navajo, she looking half Cherokee. Rolled down on her when I used to have a Cherokee. Now it's Bugatti, haters keep getting body. Talking can't breathe, hoodlums all in your lobby. I can tell by your shoes that your ponytail new. Tell how you move, I see your summer jam too. Tell by the jewels, I'm a 100 grand dude. Really.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk.